reconvening the public board meeting of the Oregon Board of Accountancy, February 1st, 2019, 10:49 a.m. Here are people in the room, so we'll go around again. Candace Frost, Board Chair.
Stuart Morris, Board Vice Chair.
Nancy Oliver, Board Member.
Scott Wright, Board Member.
John Mossing, Board Member.
Anthony Trong, Board Staff.
Teresa Higgin, Board Staff.
Celine Sullivan, OSCPA Vice Chair.
Sherry McPherson, OSCPA Staff.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Kimberly Tass, Executive Director.
And Jeanette Board, Legal Counsel. All right, we are looking at item five, motions heard in motions on cases heard in executive session. Consent agenda recommended to close reporting inquiries.
We didn't have any.
We didn't have.
I make a motion to adopt the consent agenda on the recommended closure of inquiries.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Other motions?
Madam Chair, in the case of agency case number 17039, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 5, other professional standards.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded in case 17039 for sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 5. Any other discussion?
This case has to do with a firm that was preparing engagements, specifically preparation engagements, that did not appear to be in compliance with professional standards.
Other discussion? All those in favor for sufficient evidence, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Further, in the matter of agency case number 17039, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 2, parent C, peer review enrollment.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-050-020, parent 2, parent C, in case 17039. Discussion?
This had to do whether that same firm, by virtue of the work they were doing, whether they needed to be enrolled in peer review as required by rule.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 18042, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 5, other professional standards.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded in case 18042 for a sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 5. Discussion?
This has to do, in a similar type of case, this has to do with the licensee being involved with an engagement and whether they were a preparation of specific and whether it was in accordance with professional standards.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Further in the matter of, this is passed.
Pardon?
Passed.
Passed, yes.
So before I roll on to the next one. Further in the matter of case 18042, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.170, parent 2, parent A, parent Big D, with respect to fraud or deceit for applying a permit.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation in 18042 of ORS 673.170, parent 2, parent A, B. Any discussion?
This has to do with the individual, their renewal application, whether it was appropriately noted of the type of work that they were doing with their renewal application.
All those in favor of sufficient evidence, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Who was the second name?
John and I. So that was three, and three is not enough, I believe. Motion fails.
Further, in the case of agency case 14042, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent A, professional competency.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded in case 18042 for sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent A. Discussion?
In this matter is with respect to if the engagements were performed to professional standards and if the individual was aware that these professional standards existed.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
In the matter of agency case number 17-061.
I'd like to make a comment. This case involves a firm and practitioner in a relatively small Central Oregon municipal art market, of which I'm a part, so I will recuse myself due to potential financial benefit.
In the matter of agent case 17061, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-020-0620, parent 4, parent B, firms contracted to perform municipal audits.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence in case 17061, OAR 801-020-0620, parent 4, parent B. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recused? Me?
In the matter of agency case number 180-20, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-010-0345, parent 1, requirements to be registered as a firm.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence in case 18020 of a violation of OAR 801-010-0345, parent 1. Discussion?
This has to do with whether the firm had an active license at the time that they were issuing, in this particular case, municipal financial statement, the reports on financial statements, municipal statements.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Further, in the matter of agency case number 18020, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.320, parent 4, for holding up as holding out for a CPA firm.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded 18020 for sufficient evidence of a violation of ORS 673.320, parent 4. Discussion?
This related to that previous matter is the whether the firm had a active license at that time, making them eligible to issue review and audit reports.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? My recusal goes to 18020.
Yes.
Further, in case 18020, I make a motion for finding of a sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 2, parent C, peer review enrollment.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded sufficient evidence of a violation in case 18020 of OAR 801-050-0020, parent 2, parent C. Discussion?
Again, in this matter, it is with respect to whether the firm was adequately enrolled in peer review while issuing statements that would require peer review.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
In the matter of agency case number 18035, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent A, professional competency.
I'll second it.
And I'm recused in 18035 and 036 as well. Moved and seconded for a sufficient evidence of a violation in 18035, OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1. Discussion?
This matter has to do with whether municipal audits that were conducted by the licensee, whether they were in compliance with professional standards and Oregon law.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
In the matter of agency case number 18036, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation in case 18036 of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B. Discussion?
This matter has to do with whether the licensee's actions in response to questions and communications from a client were appropriate under standards and our rules.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Finally, in matter of agency case number 18-036, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent B, communications with the board.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation in case 18036 of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent B. Discussion?
The crux of this matter is whether the licensee appropriately communicated with the board with respect to the investigation or various numbers of investigations.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
In the matter of agency case number 18-001, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to administratively close case 18022. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
In the matter of agency case number 18-022, I make a motion for a finding.
When you said that, and that's that last one, I think that you gave the wrong case number.
I know. Thank you. Yes.
18-001 for sufficient. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yes. So do we have that straight on? That last vote was 18-001.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. His motion was right. It's just when I repeated it and called for the vote, it was wrong. 18-001.
Okay. Administrative vote closed.
Administrative vote closed. Thank you.
I make a motion in case of agency case number 18022 for a finding of sufficient evidence of one or more violations of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 6, board communications.
I'll second
that. Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of a violation in case 18022 of OAR 801-030-0020. Discussion?
This has to do with whether the license, this particular allegation has to do with whether the licensee appropriately responded to communications from the board with respect to investigations.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Further in the matter of agency case number 18-022, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 8, informing the board of address changes.
Second it.
Moved and seconded in case 18022 of sufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 8. Discussion?
This also had to do with the same individual, had to do with whether they were appropriately complying with our rules regarding informing the board of their address and any address changes.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
In the matter of agency case 18-022, I make a motion for a finding of one or more violations of ORS 673.3203, use of certified public accountant.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded for sufficient evidence of the violation in case 18022. Of ORS 673.320, parent 3. Discussion?
This has to do with the matter of whether the licensee conducted or used or held themselves out as a CPA while including the preparation of tax returns with a lapsed license.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
In the matter of agency case number 18-019, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to administratively close case 18-019. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Case closed.
In the matter of 18-034, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to administratively close case 18-034. Discussion?
I'm going to abstain from this because of a conflict.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain.
In the matter of agency case number 17-047, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, professional misconduct.
I'll second the motion.
Moved and seconded for a sufficient evidence of a violation in case 17-047 of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1. Discussion?
This has to do with whether the respondent appropriately complied with a prior consent order or agreement, settlement agreement, with all terms thereof.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Just a reminder on that one, that as soon as you get back to him, to have the word not.
Yes. Oh, on that one, correspondence, yes.
Yeah. Maybe a few other things that we need to do.
Thank you very much, Scott. I think that was all of those. Settlement proposal 6A. Edison and Edie Bailey.
Anthony, are you
going to
discuss the settlement? Is that your case?
Oh,
sorry.
You want me to discuss it?
Yes, please.
Remind us what it's about, where we ended up.
This had to do with when, I, Bailey, acquired a firm that Edison and Perry were previous partners in. When Edison came over to I. Bailey, he became a partner. Perry did not. She came over as an employee. A year or two after the acquisition, I. Bailey decided to go in a different direction and spun off a good number of clients over to Perry. But they did not. They spun them off without the client's approval, and one of the clients filed a complaint against us. And this—that's what this has to do.
Thank you. It looks like we ended up with just a long civil penalties.
Yes.
In the matter of agency case number 17-062, Jefferson. Jefferson and Heidi Bailey, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded in agency case 17-062 to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order. Any other discussion?
I did have one question. I know there had been some communication as to the individual being named on the case as being identified as in charge of Oregon operations. Yet, when I noticed the settlement, it indicates that the individual from North Dakota is listed as the partner in charge of Oregon operations.
The individual respondent is named because he was in charge of the office. The managing partner of I. Bailey is listed because he is on the firm renewal. He's in charge of Orion operations. There was a discussion about, I. Bailey had requested a few times to remove the individual respondent from this case. But the board never took that action.
And the individual meeting, Mr. Edison?
That's correct. So was that the...
Yeah, I think that's the result that we wanted, that we wanted to have.
Well, I was just curious in that I was just surprised to see that the other individuals listed as partner in charge of Oregon operations, because I kind of thought we had determined Mr. Edison had been in charge of the Oregon operations. But they've signed it, I'm comfortable with it, I was just curious.
That's
okay.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy was required under a former settlement agreement to keep his license current. He failed to do so. And this is... This new settlement is a failure, is unstaying a lot of state civil penalties from the former case.
And I believe we set up a payment plan for Mr. Kennedy, is that correct?
This indicates.
Yeah. So we don't do those very often, but in this case there, it was such a large amount that I thought it was appropriate.
I think it makes sense to, do something somebody can comply with.
Exactly.
So
we don't have more than one problem with that.
In the matter of agency case number 18-041, Dale Kennedy and Dale Kennedy CPA as the firm, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order in case 18-041. Any other discussion? Is that a maybe discussion item, Scott?
Pardon?
Did you? I thought you'd like this. Nope, we're looking at something. Never mind. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
And Jacqueline Harris, Jacqueline K. Harris, this is a case involving a CPA who was doing fiduciary guardianship type work. Under a inactive license, she decided to resign her license, but her website continued to stay. You know, there was a bunch of problems with opening up.
And this was in the supplemental materials.
This was a heavy lift for Teresa.
Yeah.
There was a lot of back and forth from Ms. Harris's counsel to get to the language that we could all agree with. So.
In the matter of agency case number 17-050, Jacqueline K. Harris, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented to us.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order in agency case 17050. Other discussion?
So basically, we are to collect $2,500 and there's $1,000 state. Is that cutting right to the bottom? What it amounts to.
That was in line with what we were trying to do, so thank you. Other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6D, we had a brief public session on earlier and took care of that matter. Review number 7, review of the public board summary. Any questions or comments on that? If not, we'll go to the report of the OSCPA.
Okay. Well, we are currently concluding some tax classes. And we'll be expanding our curriculum with OSCPA, both live and webcast, including conferences this next year. So we'll have some expanded offerings.
Can't read everything.
Expanded learning. Oh, just E's for expanded learning opportunities. So especially for our members that live a little far away to come to a Portland or a Eugene conference. This provides them an opportunity to get their continuing education without having to do a big trip to do it. And then our new board of directors will be effective April 1st. And so then our new vice chair and board of accountancy liaison will be Charles Mello. So you'll see him at the May meeting. And then and Charles and Sherry, has been our habit in the past, the vice chair and Sherry have attended the NASBA regional meeting in June. So they will be at the regional meeting in June. And then the OSCPA wanted to thank Kimberly for coming to our professional issues update in December and presenting everyone. The response was really good. People loved hearing from you. So good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and that's it.
Thank you. OAIA.
I've been asked to report because I cannot make it today, and that is they just finished up a very highly successful CPE. I don't think we know anything more than we did a year ago, but it's feeling very uncomfortable. But they had a tremendous turnout for the program, and they just recently emphasized on the new SST tax, and in Washington, there is a family leave tax that now goes on the payroll as of I was very unclear with council speakers, and it really helped resolve some of those issues. So we are now hunkered down for the passes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Report of the chair. As far as new board officers, Kimberly had some thoughts that she wanted to share. So we have new board members coming on.
We do. So we do have two new board members. They will be confirmed by the Senate on February 20th. So their first board meeting will be in May. Ms. Candy has announced that she is going to be retiring. So your last meeting will be in May, right? Mm-hmm. You're sticking through for May.
Yes.
And so just for continuity in the legislative session coming up, our board hearing is scheduled, our budget hearing is scheduled for February 18th, which is a state holiday that I'm sure you all are probably working. I will be too. I would just ask that if it would be possible to allow Candy to remain as chair until she moves, you know, off the board in May, just to kind of have that flow a little easier.
It did seem like having a more full board when we go to make those new appointments, mm-hmm. might be good to have those other members participating and potentially recruited to serve in positions or something. Yes. So I just wanted to put that out there and see if anybody had felt strongly.
Does that require any formal action?
No, we just wouldn't vote to.
I don't think I'm necessarily.
So you're chair until you.
I'm chair until you tell me.
Until told otherwise.
Yeah, like I said, she said, do I want to do this? It's like at the board's pleasure. You know, I'm going to run one more meeting.
So Joe Sullivan from BOAC. He will fill John's position. And then we do finally have a public member. Her name is Deanna Franco. She is with Cosgrove.
Your Hester.
Thank you. Law firm in Portland.
What about Ming?
Ming has resigned from the board. Medical issues.
So within the next 3 or 4 months, we still need two new board members. Ming.
We already have Ming. So Deanna Franco is our new public member.
But Ming is not a public member.
You're right. That's right.
She's replacing Deborah.
Right. That's so right. We have to replace Ming, and we'll have to replace Candace. So yes, we still are looking for two.
John.
Well John Joe Sullivan will take
yes,
care of that.
I have this all figured out in my head.
Okay.
So yes.
And she takes Deborah's.
Yes.
There's one other fellow from Ben who's in private industry that's not a client. When he saw the newsletter, he reached out and wanted to express some interest. So,
I'm looking on a possible recruit from BOAC for the board as well. I think we talked about that. So I will get busy on those next two. I don't know. Boy, the Senate confirmations are you know, not often. So let me check the schedule and see how quickly we may want to recruit, depending on those vacancies.
Okay, we'll have Jonathan have John's vacancy right away as well. So he said that's Joe's. It would be nice to get back to 7.
Wouldn't it? I'm excited.
I think every 6 months for some reason.
Yeah, she sent me a schedule. I can probably find
it. Yeah, I don't know. When I did mine, it was end of May, so I don't know if that's always when they do it.
Maybe.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
And then, so I guess in the same vein is, do you want to hold off on committee liaisons at this point and just kind of keep what we're doing as what we're doing? Because John's not assigned to a committee, and Candy's not assigned to a committee.
I'm on PROC. I can do PROC.
Oh, PROC, yeah.
April if they meet. And then what about doing BOAC? One more meeting?
Yes.
You're good with that? Okay,
yes.
I appreciate that. And staying on as treasurer and vice chair and just keep on going for one more round.
Make a smooth transition next time.
Okay. I'd really like you to have the input of new board members when you.
Yeah.
Do that, I think.
We do. Julie just reminded me, Ming was the liaison for QC. If anybody's interested in serving as liaison, qualifications committee is the committee that reviews applicants who gain their experience through industry and or government. If that makes anybody would like to volunteer, we do need it. Would you like that? Okay. So we'll be also needing a new one because we have established a, I'm kind of going into my executive director report, but this kind of fits in. The Laws and Rules Committee has been established. So we'll be starting to schedule meetings. We put you on as a committee member. You're good with that, right? Okay. I thought you were, but I just wanted to double check with you. Okay, good. Yes. So we will need a liaison for that committee as well, which we don't have now. So. We'll need the Laws and Rules for today's on.
Okay.
Okay, so think about that.
If we do if those appointments get made in May,
I'm not sure
soon enough for both of those? Okay.
And the first one will be just kind of a, you know.
This is what this is.
It is what it is. Here's what we're going to do. So.
Here's lots of rules to read. Okay.
Do you have anyone in mind for the chair position on that?
On the LRC?
Yeah.
Unless you want to be. Okay.
Do you have anyone else in mind?
I think I just accidentally put that next to your name, but
we can certainly.
Well, if it's writing, it must be true.
I think it's in your pocket. Sorry, John.
We follow that.
Put up
in public.
Yeah, so we'll figure all that out.
So is our qualifications meeting before May meeting?
April.
We'll
reach out to
you after tax season. In April, I'm sure.
I think it's 2 days. I want to say April 17th. I think it's shortly after tax season, but it is after.
Don't give me a break, huh?
Yeah.
The day is with the hair, right? Stu, I'll reach out with all the information.
Madam Chair, I think Sherry might have.
I have a question. Kimberly, have you heard what time? I haven't, I've been watching, but I haven't seen the time for the Board of Accountancy. You know, Senate Bill 5501, the Board of Accounts.
Oh, our budget hearing?
Yes.
I believe it starts at 3 to 4:30.
3 to 4:30, okay.
I will double check that, but that's what my...
And at this point, I'm planning on coming over for that, just for moral support.
Yes. Well, I have slides for you.
I've talked to you.
I will go over that.
First one for both of us, right?
Yes. We'll have to hold hands.
Okay. Any pointers will be appreciated. All right, 10C, Mr. Lossing. It has been such a pleasure to work with you.
Looking to see what the event is.
Yes, and we really do appreciate your service. And we have a plaque.
I was just going to take this one.
We hope you'll come back.
You think we hang on to it?
In appreciation of outstanding service to the people of Oregon and to the accounting profession as a member for the Oregon Board of Accounting 2013 to 2019.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
This is really...
Wait, go
on sale.
Go
on sale. Yes, duck
stop. That booted us for the picture.
Don't fall, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I could bend over like that right now.
Do I get to say anything?
Yes.
Bill.
Please.
I am so appreciative for the opportunity to have done this, and I'm absolutely amazed by our profession and our colleagues, both those who have served on the board and at the society. And I think it was out of the ordinary for the board to pick me. I think I was actually a minority, which is the only time that's happened in my life because of my age. And so I tried to rise to the occasion and had a ton of fun with everyone. I just have so much admiration. And then in terms of staff, it's been a pleasure working with you and seeing the evolution. And probably the biggest joy for me in this entire appointment has been seeing you in your role, both the process that we went through as a board to make the right decision, which took a while, but it was absolutely the right decision, and seeing your growth and leadership has been phenomenal.
That's really nice. Thank you.
And then just, I'm not leaving yet, but a parting comment. I am a little bit concerned that regulatory boards are too naive about the changes that are happening in industry. And that became really apparent in one of our regional meetings at a NASBA conference. And I think that we're putting our head in the sand a little bit. So I would just ask that the board continue to be open-minded and consider the way that the profession is changing. And also, I think it's a good thing to have the diversity, including age, geography, gender, race, represented on the board.
Thank you very much.
It's champagne cake.
Champagne cake. I don't think I had anything else to report other than to maybe ask, do we need to deal with who's going to the regional NASBA meeting sooner rather than later? Is
that
May
might
too
not
late?
Be bad, because June
May's
is
kind of late to decide.
Yeah, June, that might be a great idea, actually.
It's Salt Lake City, I believe.
Have you had any communication with the two new people coming in yet that they might put it on their schedule as soon as possible, especially on their scholarship?
Yeah, so
no, I have not reached out to them on that. I will. That's, thank you for that.
Because they can get the scholarship and go the first year. I know I was on the board a year before I went, and it was really helpful, and it would probably be more helpful immediately to do that. So I'm not interested in going since I'm going off the board. Doug's not going.
I need a little bit more information about Dr. Franco this year.
I will send it.
If you can do it this week, I can get resolved in this next week about whether I can make that happen.
Okay. And you would be eligible for a scholarship too, I believe, when they pay the travel and everything when they do that. So if you're interested, I think that would be a good opportunity.
To pay what?
Any other stewards interested or Not interested?
I would, but if we've got to be perhaps foregoing already, then
they're all free, though.
Well, Stuart isn't.
Almost. I get the senior citizen this day.
He's in his car.
Yeah.
Kimberly, you plan to go?
Yes, I plan to go.
And I know I don't know, has Angie ever thought about going to the regional?
She just goes to
the legal council one? Okay. I know sometimes there are people there.
Yeah. I think we could always look at the topics. I mean, if something that isn't working, so I don't know.
If you kind of started on that path, since we'll all be head down for 3 months here.
Well, based on that list,
we'll see. All right, report of the vice chair. Report the treasurer.
I'm sorry we didn't get the
projections.
We didn't, and that's really my fault. This money will be good.
It's fine.
So we're going to just put
Well, yeah, you have the printouts, or you should. Did you guys get printouts? Mm-hmm. Maybe not the printouts, but it's in your material.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing out of the ordinary. We did purchase some new office chairs that are way easier on our body. We had some pretty old ones. I was using an old conference chair from one of the conference rooms, and it was really mismatched and crazy. So all of our bodies feel much better. Everybody's happy. They got to pick up their own chair, so that was nice. There is some upcoming. I am considering hiring a couple of temporary employees through Galt, which will change our personnel line item. I'm working with our guest analyst to make sure that, you know, we're all in sync. But the purpose of those temporary employees is to really give a good kickstart to our scanning project, getting all of our files electronically filed in our database or in our computers instead of having paper files. We're trying to get rid of the paper. And we've done really well, but we only have really one half-time person doing that, and it could take us an eternity if we don't get a little kickstart. The thought is to start that hopefully maybe even this month and continue it through the renewal season when we're all so busy and we can't ship in on those kinds of things. So that's the thought process at this point.
How far back are you? How are you scanning?
All of the files.
You know, dead people. And
well, we just got my office is full of boxes right now because we had all the stuff that was from archives come back instead of them destroying it, because I wanted to make sure that. So I don't have a feel good thing at destroying records, especially licensing files. Even if they're dead, I'm still processing what I want to do with them. But the really old box people, we're just scanning them as in bulk, in an individual in bulk. When we scan like your files, since mm-hmm. you're active, it goes into these different categories in your files, so it's easy to find. But the dead people and the really old lapsed people, we're just scanning the whole file in one big lump because it's quicker. So we set up two little workstations for these temporary employees. We're all ready for them. We just need to pull that trigger once we get the thumbs up from the guys.
So is this going to be a double backup on that?
It's just two, what do you mean?
Well, my concern is if something were to happen, so, is there some kind of a system of recovery?
Well, so our process now, when we scan a file, we have a second review. So one person scans, a second person reviews that file to make sure that it's accurately scanned. And then there's a sign-off sheet. And then once that file has been second reviewed, it goes up into this file. And we wait a whole week before we destroy the actual file because we've been told by our IT department that it should run its course with backing up of all of our systems. It backs up every night, but the safe thing is to have that whole week of backup to ensure that before it's shredded and gone forever that it's been backed up somewhere. So that's been our process.
So Kim, just as a testing measure, one of the things that you can do is ask for something that's been archived to be
restored.
That's a really good
just
idea.
To really test that. I mean, that is one of the standard practices because they can say that they're backing up all they want, but as soon as you ask for that one file, mm-hmm. you might find that it's not there, and that's what I would recommend.
I love that. That's really good.
Yeah. Some people have never tried to restore from their backup, and yeah. they're surprised that it doesn't work.
Right. I'm scared. I think my heart will flutter.
I mean, I would think that they have a system.
Do you want to go call them now?
But yeah, so that's, but as far as our cash flow, everything is looking really normal, nothing surprising there.
Okay, I didn't see anything unusual there. Anything else on treasurer? Executive director report?
I probably covered
most of that.
Just a little update on the budget itself. So we did the agency request budget first, that's the first process that you go through. As you know, I was called in for an appeal because they had denied a portion of our DOJ flat rate. And so after they made that determination, it goes to the governor's office and they do their little piece. And what happened was DOJ proposed to their budget, in their agency request budget, a 23% hike in rates, right? DAS submitted in their agency request budget a 36% increase in their fees. So what happened was we got all of the DOJ money we asked for, but it's less because DOJ didn't get the whole 23%. They just adjusted those percentages on what we needed and what they got. So we're good there. We got everything we asked for. And they gave us an adjustment in the DAS fees. They didn't get 36%. I don't know where they fell there on that one. I'm not sure. But they just adjusted our budget to make sure we met those pieces. So that was really good news. I was just going to tell you something else. I'm working now on the governor's budget, which is what we'll be presenting on February 18th. I met with Kim Toe, who's our LFO analyst, just to get some pointers and ideas and a little, you know, budget 101 presentation. And that was really, really helpful. She told me that they're running all the small boards at first. So I'll be able to look at some of the other ones before we actually go and see how they do it. She gave me some great pointers on, you know, don't talk too much, but don't talk, you know, so where to focus our efforts, and I appreciated that. So she seemed really positive. She didn't foresee any problems that we would have, so that was also comforting. So it's all good. One thing that might come through this session that she told me is that the DOJ flat rate fee is not looked on highly right now. And I think that might go away.
Looked on highly by the legislature or by the DOJ?
By the legislature. It's not, they're not seeing the benefit of a flat rate at this point. And, you know, when we got that 23% hike and it was going to cost us almost $500,000 every 2 years, you can see why that might raise some eyebrows. Some of the pilot program that we were a part of have pulled out of that flat rate program. So,
well, we just have to tell the DOJ to lower their rates, then we can all see the benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. So we'll see where that lands. I've just heard rumblings, and Kim had mentioned it, so I thought I'd bring that up. I don't know what will happen there. The newsletter, did y'all get it? Did you get your newsletter?
Mm-hmm. It was emailed to you.
Yeah, I had to pull it out of a spam filter for that.
Oh, I did as well.
The spam for you too?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't see it, so it must be our spam.
Could you send it again so that I know to look for it? Because I
can
call it coming.
I can forward the copy I got. It doesn't. NASBA sends it out for us. Like, it looks like it's coming from me, but it's not really coming from me. I can forward it to you, yes. Absolutely. I would love for you to see it.
And I looked to see if it's on our website, and I didn't see it on our website.
It's not, but I have, I've asked for a PDF copy of it that we can upload and save.
You had our newsletter thing, the last newsletter was like 2011 or something.
Yes, yes, I've asked for that, yes.
It came on the 24th. 9 a.m.
I didn't know my article's going to be on the front page with a picture.
And I didn't submit that picture, but it's a great picture of you. I don't know where they got it.
I have one I like better than that.
It just showed up. Like, NASBA put it in.
NASBA took it.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
Yeah, they offer that sometimes. Yeah,
I need to do that. So, Joel's passing out some statistics on, you know, how many people it went to, how many people read it, how many people opened it. I don't remember what's all on there, but individual.
Yeah.
But really, the star of this whole newsletter being produced goes to Julie. And she worked really, really hard and with NASA back and forth, and she was really the driver of this getting out. And so it's a big yay for Julie on that one.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. It was amazing. And, you know, something we wanted for so long, it finally worked. So we have folders for the next newsletter. We're getting articles and ideas ready. So
rather all.
Yeah.
I think it will be good.
It's exciting.
Very good job.
So, John, you didn't get it. Nancy, Stu. Okay, so.
I got it, but I think mine was in my
Teresa down. Didn't.
We have been talking about this since I've been on the board.
Yeah.
Well, it's real now. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to forward it.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I believe that you got the email, and then you had to click through to get to the
You didn't get
any
email?
So no, right. I don't know why I would have done that.
That's the way I have mine.
No, because I provided the email addresses. Yeah, so it should have. Okay. Okay, I'm making a list.
So that's exciting. Really exciting. We've already talked about the new board members coming and go. Last thing is the IT project. So, there are several small boards that are also implementing new IP solutions for their licensing program, right, in online licensing, which is the same as we're doing. And one of those boards is the Board of Optometry, and so, and she's kind of spearheading, she's like the front runner of, you know, this project, and so she has more experience with it and is farther along in that process. So Julie and I visited with her at her office a couple weeks ago, and right before I left the vacation. And she was super helpful. She gave us all kinds of documents and things to look for and gave us our first kind of step of what this process looks like. And then Wednesday, I met with Heidi Zinsman from the OSCIO's office and about the same project. And really, what's hard for small boards and myself is that I know what I want to happen, but I don't know all the series of steps it takes to get there. And so I explained to Heidi that having some sort of a checklist or a guideline of, you know, who do I talk to first, how do I do the contracting, all of these different steps that they just expect us to know because they're so used to these bigger agencies who have an ID department and maybe have legal counsel on, you know, staff. So she has assured me she's going to get me something that will help me maneuver my way through all of it. So I'm looking forward to that. Financially, so far we're good. Kim Toe, our legislative fiscal office analyst, really wants us to hire a business consultant to document the requirements for the system that we want, and I agree with that. And but when I talked to Heidi from OSCIO's office, a lot of these little boards that are also implementing these projects have already written out all their requirements, and there's going to be a lot of overlap, right? And so if Kim insists on us hiring a business consultant to document our requirements, I'm all in, and that's fine. If we can at least begin ours with using some other requirements that other boards have used, I think that would be valuable too. So I'm working with OSCIO and Kim on how that's, they want that to come out, because I really will do whatever they want to as far as, you know, I want Kim to be happy, really. So the second piece of the phase one is looking for a project manager who is seeing things from our perspective and our, you know, what we, I don't want to just depend on the vendor's project manager. We need to have someone, you know, looking out for our well-being and that the project keeps moving. So that's another thing that we'll need to look into. The two vendors that we've had three vendors we're looking at, two of them that we're seriously looking at, are all saying that it's a really quick process. Really, I think they're going like
three to five months,
yeah, for implementation. I always get that, but so we'll see. And I'll keep you posted as I learn more and get a little bit further. So, any questions on that?
Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
And we have in our materials a rule amendment summary.
Oh, yes, you do. So this is just a high-level summary, and it only includes divisions 1, 5, and 10 at this point. I think it will be easier for the LRC to have it in chunks rather than the whole entire set of rules to look at. If there's something I've missed on this list, please let me know. I probably know about it and just forgot to put it on my rule summary. I'd be interested in hearing anything else that you think I've missed at a high level. You know, this is really high level.
Granted, some of the I have here might be like 30, but I've got several others that I'll just give to you just
Perfect.
For quick notes of things I think we should be addressing at some point
I like
in
it.
The
Thank
process.
You. I appreciate that.
Anything else on the rules? All right. 14A, review of committee roster. So we have the attendance information for start with BOAC.
So I need to get this pumped up a little bit. I can't read it.
I know. It's more like Molly first opened it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we will probably need a new BOAC member for Bill Holmes. We haven't replaced him yet.
No, but there's a list of interested.
Right.
Yes.
So we need to approve that list. We did that.
Yes, last week.
No, this morning.
No, this morning.
Yeah. Okay, just for BOAC, though. Right.
Yes.
I thought there was one other. Wasn't there another person that?
Yes.
I mean, I don't see a lot of other problem absenteeism on this list other than one who's already resigned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, we need to do more. We have the list, and we can just go to the whole new board.
Yes.
So we're good on BOAC. Any other concerns for BOAC members?
They're pretty good at attending.
Yeah. look at the QC list.
Just for a second.
Yeah.
We have not yet, but we need to.
Okay. We need to call first, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had to have a little. QC, there may be one person that there is some concern with. We talked to the chair of that committee. One possibly two. So we will. We'll handle that in the office and make the appropriate phone calls and do all that.
Okay, so yeah, because there's a couple there that have quite a few absences.
Yeah.
This is in response to that. You remember, I guess, was the last board meeting when we did the, when we revisited the committee?
Okay. October.
Yeah. When we looked at the, like, how to move forward, and so this, the idea was that this was a sort of place where you could bring it, and then we'll decide who maybe won't be invited back based on attendance issues. So we can't not invite you back. We don't have that choice. We don't have to not invite you back. I didn't finish my thought on that.
I'm open.
Right. but the folks that have absences, you're going to deal with it at the staff level. Mm-hmm. Good with that?
Mm-hmm. There is a list in your packets to approve for recruitment. There should be.
It might. Recruitment.
Okay.
So are we done
with? I was just looking at these. You said there's a QC list of potential recruits.
Yes.
Is it under 14? No.
It should. I'll tell you where it is. I'm just trying to navigate there. All my windows had to close.
Well,
16.
16C.
There you go.
Yep,
16C.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. It might have been in the supplemental.
It was.
I think in the 128 supplemental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So look down that list and see if there's anybody that we don't want staff to include in the list for consideration.
So, I'm sorry, this is 16C?
16C is the list of QC, potential QC committee members. I guess I, on that committee, particularly like to see that we have some folks that have had traditional backgrounds, whether or not they're in industry or not right now, but that they, you know, aren't all ones who came up through the industry track.
And we do have two, I think at least two currently on that roster that work in larger firms.
Yeah. And I said whether they do right now or whether they, you know, but what will license under the more traditional route is because I think they have a different perspective.
Correct.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions or comments for recruiting QC?
There is one name on here that causes me a little concern. I'll have to check with you though to make sure that it is the same person.
Okay, let's just talk
okay.
about that.
So maybe we could get right later. All right, and Croc.
We had a meeting. We were mostly there. We haven't met enough to have anybody with more than one absence in the yeah. year. So
there is that.
I some things. Otherwise, that's good. And then as far as recruiting, are we good for our number of members right now on Croc?
I believe we are.
No, we need to replace Joe. Oh, no, he's on both. Sorry.
Ryan.
Never mind, I know what I was thinking.
Ryan moved
Ryan.
To QC.
I think we may be replaced him. I know what I'm thinking. Is
I think we, yeah.
I think we're good.
I think we are good on Croc.
I do too. It doesn't meet hardly at all. And, okay. No.
That's good. That means we're not having a lot of consecutive non-pass peer reviews out there. So then the LRC roster.
This is who we came up with.
This is... sorry, John.
No, sorry. I can just stop being absent.
Yeah, you know how to get out of it.
And are
you disinvite yourself.
Are you looking for more members on that as well? Or I mean,
no.
I think you're probably good. Any attendance issues? Probably not. You're kind of starting back.
We haven't had our first meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's much more to look at other than
no, just informational.
Yeah, but you know we have a committee now.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, and our meeting calendar. 14C.
Informational only. It's all finalized. There were some last minute changes.
Yeah,
a
we changed
committees.
The May meeting to a Monday, Tuesday, but I don't know if there's been much else different than what you've seen before. Any concerns on that?
Not for me.
Getting cocky.
The qualifications committee right now is showing April 10th. That might not be a good time for Stuart.
Right, it's true. And I, okay.
I'm just guessing a tax practice, you know.
I can't imagine what I'll be doing.
Yeah. Sending out that last extension is all right.
Yeah, that's about the time we do it.
And they may have moved it. It was April 17th, but I think they moved it. They didn't have any availability. I'll check on the date, though, and let you know for sure. But I think that's the current date.
And if you have any other people on there who have any income tax practice, they might not
like
that.
Prefer not.
Yeah.
That's really an ugly time.
All right. Moving on. Old business. The experience verification service. I thought this was quite interesting.
It is interesting. And we've got this to you before, but I don't think we discussed it for very long. However, we are getting quite a few of applicants that have used this service, and it's becoming a concern on our end. And I think Julie is probably going to be the best one to really give you the details since she's the one dealing with them. But I'm not comfortable with it. I feel like, you know, we have such a rigorous application where, you know, you have to be directly supervised for a minimum of 1 year and sign off and do your direct supervision and have, you know, meaningful and interaction with your supervisor. And to me, this service, while may work for some states, doesn't seem like it pairs very well with our rules and the way we think supervisors should act.
I was concerned. I mean, in my mind, those are states that then you wouldn't have just an automatic reciprocity. Do we have reciprocity with these states now?
We did. We do.
What's our process for changing states that we have the reciprocity with?
Well, Washington is one of them that accepts this verification service, and we have one or two that have applied from there with this. One was okay, though, and I don't remember why.
So what we're doing now in the interim is we're reviewing each application. So if it's obvious that, say, you're applying through Washington, we look at your experience. So prior to licensure, if you had at least 1 year of supervised experience, then you probably would have qualified under our rules, and that would be okay for reciprocity. But one applicant was very clear that he worked in a small office, he did accounting, and he went through the verification service. He never had any supervision whatsoever. And that's a big concern.
So the reciprocity is if they're substantially equivalent, correct? Do we have anything in our rules that defines what substantial equivalency is?
We do,
but it's not, I don't think it goes far enough now.
Well, that might be just something to add to the LRC list define substantial equivalency such that it needs more than just simply to check a box saying, yeah, this person submitted a supervisory request of you, whatever this ultimately is turning out to be.
Yeah. I mean, can our interpretation of that rule say that this is not substantially equivalent? I mean, or is the rule too well defined? I don't know just what it says.
In other words, can we take action on it right now without necessarily rule change?
Right.
Interpretation.
Can our concern over this potentially not being substantially equivalent go into effect without a rule change?
I would need to look at that.
But certainly changing the rule would give us the flexibility. Whether we can get there or not now, changing the rule, we can build it so that we have that flexibility.
But we get calls regularly now. Since the word is getting out about this service, and especially through Washington, we get a lot of applications through Washington. And we have people that have tested in Oregon that now call us and say, so I just want to make sure that I'm going to go up to Washington, I'm going to get my license, and I'll just come in through reciprocity, right? I mean, I just want to make sure this really is going to work because they don't have supervised experience. They know they won't qualify here. They can just go up there, do an easy peasy $500, and then come on in through reciprocity. So we're getting those calls weekly.
Are you as concerned as I am? I mean, that this is not okay for what we expect? Sherry?
Can I ask a layperson question? Because, I mean, this is really hot on the top of my list, and I would say, you know, I've had a person or two, and again, I'm not stating, I'm just providing some feedback, but from a worrisome standpoint, I worry that, you know, have we set the bar in Oregon higher than other states? And I'm going to talk about Washington specifically, but I'm getting feedback about it's very unusual, and again, I haven't gone out and done the research on this hearsay, that it's very unusual the way Oregon is approving, because we have a higher bar than several other states. And I'm not talking about Washington specifically, which does itch me because, I mean, mobility, you know, uniform CPA examination, 150 hour. I mean, is that something that needs to be looked at? I mean, I've had a couple of comments lately. And so when this comes in, then it really makes me itch about whether we do have a higher standard.
I think we have a high standard. I don't know that we have the highest, and I know there are certainly some that have lower.
But should there be continuity versus high or low?
I think we can read. It's not something we've ignored. We actually, in the last round of rulemaking prior to that, somebody compiled, it was either Roger Graham or somebody at NASA compiled a comparison by state for us. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we were in the top half in terms of rigor, but I don't think we're in the top.
I don't either. I agree with you. As far as educational, we're right in there with everybody else. You know, education requirement-wise, we're right there. 1 year of experience is standard for most states, some more. I think really the concern is this supervisory piece, you know, of, like Julie explained, someone just working in a small office and having a one-hour Skype video, is that what we would expect is
high level? I mean, you know, are my doing, no, I don't. Do we, is what they're doing that somebody's signing off on even really public accounting? I mean,
I think that we're right.
How does that person even know? I mean, they just have a conversation and take their word for it. And I'm, I don't
no
work, think that's enough.
I
no work
them,
product.
No work product. No, it's very, it surprises me.
I think it'd be fair to revisit that, though, as part of laws and rules.
To look at the one-year experience?
To look at the comparison again, what we had, and make sure that it's still right. I think we got it from NASDAQ.
We're compiling fresh data right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and NASDA's good about that. And I just, I don't think we need to be, have 54 jurisdictions or however many there are that NASDA looks at, all go to the lowest common denominator and not for that.
Right, and I would say I'm not advocating for the lowest. I guess I'm just advocating for consistency that way. So, and I'm not advocating for someone that's not qualified to become a CPA. But I am, I mean, just from the standpoint of those several individuals, and they were not licensees or licensee applicants. But, you know, just from the standpoint of public protection, it behooves us to have, you know, a solid number of qualified applicants becoming CPAs. I hate for people to feel like they have to go other directions. Again, not specifically to Washington, but I'd like to see us, you know, we've worked very hard, and when I say we, the profession in Oregon, both Board of Accountancy and stakeholders on CPA, PA side, you know, we've worked very hard to have continuity. And I do know it's on the, you know, continuity is on the minds of not only Board of Accountancy, but NASBA as well. So, you know, not just with traditional, individual mobility, but for mobility as well.
Yeah, so. And I don't think we're discounting that. I mean, I think that.
But I'm not saying you are.
Will be a consideration.
Yeah.
So this is a service being provided by NASBA.
That's correct.
And do we know whether we have or any other state has made any comment to NASBA that this is causing grief?
I
would believe it would be an issue greater than the state of Oregon if we're not the highest state in the nation. With somebody below, there's other folks that are maybe running into the same problem. Is opening the common communication with NASBA might be a good idea if they're the one providing the service and saying that their experience has been verified.
Right. So first of all, I think I'll bring it up when I go to the executive director's conference. It's already on my table. But what's interesting is we found out about this verification happenstancely. I mean, we just stumbled upon it, and apparently it's been in effect for quite a few years.
2016, I think.
2016. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think we were just scrolling through something else and found it.
We got a telephone call from a...
And Becker, I think you got some excerpts from some things.
Rogers,
It's starting to get out there now.
That's right, Don't have experience under this, come here. Yeah.
Right. But
you don't even know a CPA to get your CPA certificate.
That's what it was, So I did a quick poll, and I think it's in here of asking those questions of other states too. You know, do they accept it? I don't think
it's in the packet. It's for the work session. But we have this.
Yes. For the work session, I have statistics on what states do accept it and what states don't. So I'll give that to you as well. We did a quick poll for educational requirements and licensing requirements just to gather some more information so we can make some good decisions on our work session. So that was that one.
But I think you bringing it up at the NASMA meeting would be the March meeting, executive director meeting would be interesting to let them know there is some concerns that's being generated at state levels.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, have we been out of anything yet?
Yes, one.
At this right
one.
Mm-hmm. So we have already pushed one along.
And he fully admitted, he said, I have zero supervised experience. Zero. I mean, he knew.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Andrew, do you have any advice on this in the meantime?
I know we have a list of states that are supposedly substantially equivalent. Is Washington and some of these on that list on our website?
It's, yes.
It depends behind it or something?
Well, it should. It should, really, because, you know, in the big picture, they say we're all substantially equivalent, but in reality, it's not true. You know, there's so much differences in different pieces that you can't...
I just don't want the public to get the impression that it's automatic if it's not.
Right.
That's right.
Correct.
So however we need to...
deal with that.
Convey that.
Well, yeah, and I think that's another NASPA topic to talk about. You know, they have this map of substantially equivalent states, but, you know, some states are... they've claimed to be substantially equivalent, like Massachusetts. And then they come here to get a license, and it doesn't work because they didn't, you know, meet one of our core areas.
Substantially equivalent to what? Yeah.
To what? To your rules or to our rules? So I think that there's some discussion.
Well, and I think the language, when you look at that NASBA map, it says that substantially equivalent to the national standards.
Okay.
There's language in there that, I mean, there's a statement in there. So it's not necessarily... They said they reviewed all the individual board rules, but this is also an old map. I don't know that they review it, you know, periodically, but there is language that says it's yeah, uniform standards.
So I'll try and get some info.
Anything yet, Angie?
No.
But we're okay to deny a Washington licensee that... some Washington licensees are by reciprocity.
I believe the process. I mean, you guys are following your process, right?
Yes.
So
okay.
Come back to you.
Okay.
If it needs to.
Anything else on that? We'll continue to monitor.
We don't actually deny. We ask them if they would like to cancel their application.
There's a process. Yeah. Okay. So we will come to board before it's another.
We don't license
right away.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for finding that. Item 15B, correspondence from Mr. Brahms, informational only. Did anyone want to discuss that further?
So I mean,
I
taking his statement at face value that he can never pay it off, we can never clear his license.
He'll just be a suspended license until he is...
Now, suspended licenses, do they have to renew? So there isn't even a lapsing period that after 6 years, a suspended license goes away. So this will be here forever.
Well, until he's deceased, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but again, that until we had the rule that after 6 years of lapse, you expired, we had licenses that went back into the single digits.
You're right.
Or double digits or whatever. So this, in the absence of some other prompting, this license will always be on our records.
It will always be suspended, yes.
This seems weird, but okay.
I know. Well, a lot of times they're suspended for a period of time, you know. And we have some that have been suspended and they could reinstate, you know, years ago and they haven't.
Oh, we had a case here recently of that, yes.
And so, you know, yes.
But there's no way to clear this.
No, because
his statement. That isn't going to happen.
Right.
Taking that, so this it just
comment. Are you suggesting that LRC
should look at anything?
Other than
this is weird.
Okay. Well, it is weird, but I mean, should LRC have something that says a suspended license can be resigned?
Well, but this is state law.
We can't change that.
Oh, we can't.
Because if it's a DOR suspension, we can't mess with that.
It's not our it's not our rules that are preventing us, as I understand it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So the statute says we have to suspend.
Okay.
The idea, right, is it's supposed to get them to want to come back into compliance with the taxes. But.
Changes to the UAA model rules.
Yeah. So these are for your review and comment, if you have any comments. I didn't see anything that made me raise my eyebrows too much. It's firm to review type of things.
I wanted Proc to look at it.
I think that's it. The comment period, I think, will end before we have our next.
I thought it was June.
Is it June?
June 30.
Okay, I'm mixing up the other one for February. Okay, yeah, so that'd be great. We'll put that on the Proc. But if you have any concerns or questions about the proposal or concerned, yeah. Certainly let me know.
Any other discussion needed on that one? All right, we have an informational something from NASBA draft exam, continuous testing.
Yeah, so they've been talking about this for quite some time, and I'm actually, I think it's good. Right now there's windows. They have, you know, 2 months in the first quarter, 2 months, so they only have testing opportunities 4 times a year. And so NASBA and the AICP are recommending continuous testing, and the reason why they're giving us this is they want us to be ready so that when that happens, then we can just fold in with our rules and have that happen. And they've made changes to their rules to anticipate continuous testing, because I'm pretty sure that, well, I'm assuming you wouldn't mind if people tested year-round rather than only on windows, I think.
I think you need to go back to the old days where you went down to get Memorial.
Yeah,
I sit there for 2 days.
It's old
twice a year.
And yes. Memorial Coliseum, I can't say
all parts of all times.
Yes.
That's right.
And no calculators.
And no calculators, and little sleeping baggies, and crockers. Like, let's just get back
and sign
it. That's right. That's what I want to see.
I remember all those times too.
So but it's a memory that is stuck with you.
And
it's a war story.
Now you get Excel and the internet.
Do we really have to change our rules to accommodate this?
Oh, okay. We do have some rule changes. Oh. Statute changes, some rule changes. We have the window label.
Okay.
I've already fixed that. But
good.
When it comes down. Okay. Yeah. That's just
fast.
You just have it so easy.
I know, right?
Not bigger, I'm
saying.
All right, and then 15E. Do we have an item on the back? Something on there? It's in the supplemental. Mr. Nichols, this was the report from Larry Brown. First I'm reading this, I'm going, okay, what are they really doing? And then I saw what was Larry who did it. I was glad to see that he's doing that.
I know. So, yes, this is just an update of his mentor agreement with Mr. Nichols, just giving you a status update.
Is it normal for us to see these?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I thought, you know, you might want to see that somebody's actually complying and doing what they're supposed
how
to
works.
Do and how, yeah, how it's supposed to be. And I thought, you know, sometimes it's nice to see things too. Right? Yeah.
Just as a question, I had in the last page, Larry makes a comment in the middle. I believe the usefulness of these meetings has substantially diminished from the first few months of such meetings. He doesn't tell us if that's because there's
progress.
Is it, everything's already fine, or the guy has just quit?
No, he's still
listening
working.
To him.
Right. No. I think what Larry is saying is that the mentorship is working, and so there's not a lot of findings
right.
anymore. And
all
so,
the low-hanging fruit's been cleaned up, and everything else is left.
And so I think, you know, that might be saying, do we have to keep this going
right.
for however long? I don't know how any of you feel about that, or if we even want to make a decision on that. How long is it supposed to last?
2 years.
2 years? So he may have another year to go still.
Petition effective February 1, 2019, which is approximately 12 months from the inception. So in theory today, he could petition to be released from it. Is what I read in
right
there.
Right.
Right
he hasn't submitted a release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, but I guess that would just be, if we had any concerns at all, that would just be a quick follow-up with Larry to confirm that he's saying it's they're less useful because everything's been cleaned up, or it's less useful because the guy is just
responding.
Sitting there reading the newspaper while Larry talks to him.
And I guess if we do get a request from him to release him from these, we would reach out to Larry anyway. So there's
more.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Qualifications committee. We've got a summary of the meeting and then some recommendations.
So since we don't have a committee liaison, someone will need to recommend the applicants.
I make a motion to accept the recommendation of the committee for the three individuals named on our list.
I'll second that.
been moved and seconded to approve the recommendations for licensure from the qualifications committee for the folks listed in 16B1, 2, and 3. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. QC vacancy, I think we've already touched on that.
Did we formally approve it?
We all not, well, there was one that...
I just have one.
We didn't have it.
There was no motion per se.
There was no motion.
There was...
You need a motion.
There was guidance.
I make a motion to accept the possible list of QC members as presented to us, subject to review by staff.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to approve the list of QC vacancy interested persons for staff to determine. All those in favor?
I have one concern that I'll talk to him about afterwards, but aside from that.
Yes, and aside from the one that she made. You're
going to do these lists yearly, correct?
Well, I think when we need a vacancy,
Because we'll approve the list once, and then you can add them. I think maybe, although if we can remember it next year, maybe we should ask that they provide feedback in advance.
Okay.
I don't want to call anybody out in public.
Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I mean, once you have the list, at the August or October meeting, we could just do all the lists, and then when there's a vacancy, you can follow.
We get a surge of interest after renewals, mm-hmm. because they report on renewals, and then maybe that perhaps from a newsletter. So we will.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. October seems perfect. It's off the world and the renewal. That's great.
All right. Did we vote on that? We did, right? Okay. Ratification requests. 17A.
I make a motion to ratify the tentative licenses issued by staff on the list as presented to us.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to ratify these CPA certificates permits as listed. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Firm registrations.
I make a motion to ratify the list of firm licenses, tentative firm licenses issued by staff as presented to us.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to ratify the list of firm registrations as provided. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Municipal. Roster.
I make a motion to accept to the municipal roster the individuals presented to us.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to ratify the municipal roster applicants, 17C. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Discussion? You jumped right in, right? CPA exam performance. We're not doing too bad.
Not too bad. So NADGRP provides these to us. I think they're interesting. I kind of like statistics like this. Just kind of, I was, I think these are cool. I like graphs like this, so maybe you do too.
The number of not reported genders is...
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, that's why I started stumbling on my words. I wasn't sure if I was going to bring that up, but... it's a trend. But women are outnumbering the men in this, which was also interesting to me. I thought it was kind of cool.
I think they've seen that in school, too, right? In the colleges or... graduating a few more women than men these days.
Mm-hmm. So fun to see.
Yes.
And a snapshot.
Peer review, you've got the summary from our 2018 meeting. any questions or comments on that? We had just a couple, I think, that were referred to inquiry for some other additional information. And hopefully we're doing a good job, Teresa, telling you what it is we want when we do that you have something to go on.
Yeah.
So on that, a couple of things have happened since our PROC meeting last. Just recently, Phyllis from OSCK came down to our office and did a peer review 101 course for the staff, which was amazing. And we learned things, even though I think, oh, I've been doing peer review for so long. We still had lots of learning moments, which was cool. And then, Teresa, and I don't remember what you were working on specifically, but gained knowledge on how the California Board of Accountancy handles their non-pass peer reviews. And so we had a phone conference with them.
With a couple of the investigators from the California Board of Accountancy, and specific to what their process is in California on, and it's actually fail peer reviews,
yeah,
because they ignore the non-pass.
So they don't look at pass with deficiency.
They don't look at the pass with deficiency, they only look at the fail.
In system. They don't really look at the engagement,
right,
that the system reviews, right, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yes.
And they automatically open.
For any fail?
Even if it's the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
But their complaint process is very different than ours. They go through an accusation piece. I can't remember what the words are, but it's different than ours. They kind of gather all of the information, and then it doesn't go to a board.
The board doesn't vote on violations.
It doesn't go to a committee.
It goes right to court.
Or
yeah, settlement or fine, or is it in court?
Yeah, it was very different.
It was hard to wrap your head around,
yeah,
really.
I mean, I think our PROC is good at looking more seriously at fails and also at system reviews, knowing that, you know, those are the people that are doing the attest work, mm-hmm, not just a compilation or something. So,
when she said they automatically open a case, I asked him, like, what does your society think about that? You know, thinking that there would be some pushback of, you know, we've given them corrective action, you're opening a complaint. I thought that was odd, and they don't even. It didn't sound like there was a lot of communication between their society and us. It was interesting. I don't think that we learned anything that would make us want to change our system.
Yes.
Okay, so you know.
Yeah.
You know. 19B, you do have a list of folks interested should there be a top vacancy. So if you skim through that list, I don't really looked at that much before. And I would, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mostly in public, which makes sense. Mostly with firms, I guess I should call it. So I would entertain a motion to approve this, mm-hmm, list of persons.
I make a motion to accept and adopt the list of potential applicants for the PROC.
I'll second that.
Motion.
Subject to staff review, of course.
Yes. Moved and seconded for the board to approve the list of interested persons for PROC vacancies, subject to staff speaking with them or looking into them further. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Is lunch here?
It is.
It is, but they put it outside, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do the cake first. It's always better to start with dessert. For dessert.
Yeah. Life is short.
Your heads out.
So, I just think John should just go cut that cake.
Yes. Do you have anything else for public session?
You might be joking, but I'm not.
Stay on recorder four.
I feel like I've given all my thoughts are out there today. I think I don't have any more secrets.
Let them eat cake.
Let
we
eat
are
cake.
Adjourned at 12:23 p.m. New record.
Wow. Thanks, John.